ABC News.
Amanda Lamont led the Australian Red Cross's team of emergency service volunteers, which responded to the incident and worked to support the community in the aftermath. And she joins us now. Amanda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you talk us through what your team did, how it worked to help those people affected?
Yeah, sure. One of the roles of the Red Cross Emergency Services volunteers in events like this is to have a presence, a supportive presence, just to be there for the community, to support people who have been impacted directly or people that have come in to just sort of share that moment with other people. So we responded afterwards to be there and to listen to people and to help them process and deal with the grief that they may have been suffering as a result of that incident.
I think I walked past Bourke Street the day after. There were still, as there is at Pellegrini's today, mounds and mounds of flowers and lots of people standing there still trying to come to terms with what had occurred. At times like that, you're supporting people dealing with real trauma. Does that impact continue to take its toll as the time goes by?
Look, it really does. I think that was a really big thing for Melbourne to experience. There was such an outpouring of grief and sadness like I haven't really seen before. And it's really important, I think, for people to come together and to show that solidarity and that support. And they bring flowers and just to be together, even strangers being together and supporting each other. It's really important. And I guess in such tragic circumstances, there is some relief in that people do respond that way and come together and support each other and the need to show that and just to show respect. That's what people were saying to me on the day. They just wanted to come and show that they cared and to show respect.
What about in the last couple of weeks, how does it affect people as the trial of the man now convicted of this offence unfolded? Does it bring it all back?
Oh, it sure does. Look, you know, it's really normal for people that have suffered a traumatic experience to sort of, I guess, have a bit of an emotional relapse when they're reminded of those events. And certainly from a personal perspective, we've been hearing about the trial and it's certainly taken me back to the time when I was working there with the Red Cross and the sadness that I was seeing in people. And it does remind us of those times. And so this would have... quite possibly been quite an emotional time for people that were directly impacted by these events and the broader community.
You spoke at a memorial to remember those killed a year after the incident. Did you feel then that Melbourne had learned to cope with it?
I think that was a really important part of the closure process and the grieving process for us to come together. There was a huge turnout at that memorial service and I spoke on behalf of the volunteer emergency service responders. And just for us to have the opportunity to be there with the families and friends, that was really important for us so that we could be together. And a year on, we had an opportunity to reflect and to think about that and to come back together a year later was really important for us as part of our healing.
What about on a personal point? Do you feel any closure today as a result of the guilty verdict this afternoon?
Yeah, there is a sense that there is some closure, and this will be the same for other people impacted, that we have been hearing about this, and with the verdict, that means that perhaps we won't hear about this in the media so much, and it will be another step towards our recovery process.
I wonder how you felt when you heard about yet another Bourke Street incident last week.
Yeah, well, same again, just want to be there to help people and support people. Truly really sad for Melbourne and for the people that live in Melbourne because we love living there and we don't want these tragedies to be happening in places that we frequent every day. So this would have certainly been another reason for people to have their emotions, you know, reignited from those events that happened over a year ago. So it's really hard for people, but we do see such a fabulous support. People really do come together and support each other and what we've seen at Pellegrini's is just indicative of people really wanting to be there to be together and show respect and support.
And you're still with the Red Cross's emergency service volunteers today?
I sure am.
Sounds like you're doing good work. You did it then and still doing it. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Amanda Lamont, who led the Australian Red Cross's team of emergency service volunteers responding to that first Bourke Street incident almost a couple of years ago now. And we have a verdict there, a guilty verdict for that man, James Gargasoulis, that's come through. It only took 57 minutes for the jury to find him guilty of 6 counts of murder and 27 counts of reckless conduct endangering life.
ABC News.